How was Thanksgiving? Everybody good? All right, little pearly queen. Background here on some stuff. Traffic, of course, we're all born and bred English guys. And before anybody asks me what happened to my accent, just a reminder. Oh. 1, 2, thank you. Remind everybody that not everybody sounds like the gecko from England, okay? So, I am from the heartland of England, city of Worcester, 12 miles from the Welsh border. And Chris Wood and Steve Winwood are from the largest city there, Birmingham. Jim Capaldi is from a little town 11 miles away from me called Evesham. A couple of other guys grew up within a 15-20 mile radius of me that made out pretty good. John Bonham and Robert Plant. So, in traffic was, I guess you could classify traffic probably as one of the original alternate bands. With a lot of eclectic music taste going on in there. And it doesn't seem like much today, but probably one of the first bands to just have a single name. Because everybody was the. The animals, the Rolling Stones, the birds, this, the that. So we were just Trapper. Very confusing for the press at the time because they insisted on calling us the Trapper. Only one other band that I can think of at the time would be them. Van Morrison was their lead singer. And most people wanted to gravitate to London if they were going to make it. Us, we decided to disappear into the countryside, to Berkshire, and a cottage, a little house that was stood on some land owned by a man named William Pigger Brown, owned one of the largest horse racing stables in England. And we moved into this place, had no electricity and no running water. No internet, no cell phones. How the hell we made it, I don't know. And so that's where we sort of placed ourselves. And who cared? You know, we were kids. What the hell do we care? I was about 19 years old. And we made a lot of music in that house. Made a lot of music. Did a lot of research in that house. Which conveniently leads me into a traffic song featuring Tony Pather on vocals called Medicated Good.
Yeah.
story. So yeah, we started this whole thing here on January 3rd, as I said, out here on the East Coast. And this is our last but one show. We have one more show tomorrow for this year. And then we start up again on the 8th of January on the East Coast. Most of the stuff, at least the traffic stuff that I'm doing, is kind of called from the, my time there, the original start of the band in the first two albums. But I do have a song that I want to do that is 80. So it would be after gay. Because it is somewhat of a classic traffic song, because I figured it's going to get requested. Since January the 3rd, nobody has requested the song. So I worked up a little arrangement of this thing, and we'll try it out and hope you like it. Thank you. second chance. Something similar to this, but don't worry too much. Happy for you. Sure as your sorrows are joy.
I'm gone. Thank you.
feel free to dance, you know. If you don't have any rhythm, it's okay. Who gives a shit? You might not see any of these people again anyway. So. Got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. Yeah. They got me in the museum already. Come see me one day. Something mounted like Trigger right there. We just disagreed. Press that button here, right there. So, anyway, the point is, as I was saying, you know, we were English guys, and Jim Capaldi lived 11 miles from me. And Jim was a, we had bands before Traffic, Jim and I, you know. And Jim was the lead singer for a band called the Sapphire. And he did a pretty good Elvis. Yeah. Hair back, you know, dark Italian look thing going on, and the white jacket, and the black shirt, and the pink tie. You know. All cool, you know.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? It's like a man on a fuzzy tree.
It's good. Natural drummer, but we had bands. See, when we before Traffic, our first band together was the Hellion. Yeah. And then we got cool. We became the Deep Feeling. So yeah, Jim and I, we had a history, a little history there before Traffic, and. Anyway, after we got inducted, Jim came back to where I live in California, and we were going to work on a, you know, a new project, do some new stuff, because we hadn't worked together in years. We did a little tour together a few years before that, but otherwise, we hadn't really worked together very much in years. And we made a start and some stuff, and never got anything finished, though, because Jim started to not feel well. And he went back to England, and he subsequently passed away with stomach. And Chris Wood had passed away many years ago. So there's only myself and Winwood left from the original band. And perhaps one day he'll deign to come do something with me. Bombard his website, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm up for it, you know. Hey, come on, let's go. You know, the time's running out, you know what I'm saying? The last quarter, baby, here we go. So the point about it is, after Jim passed away, a mutual friend brought me a tape of a song that he started. And pretty much all, except the song that I opened up with, You Can All Join In, which is from the second album, which was my song. All the other stuff that was pretty much traffic stuff, even after I left, they're all Jim's lyrics. You know, Los Bacabayo Boys, Medicated Goo, they're all his dearest fancy. They're all his lyrics. And, you know, I have no clue what some of them mean, but that doesn't matter. It sounds great. So it was great at that stuff. And so somebody brought me this tape and had the song. And the song was actually, it had a great, the words to the verse, first verse and the chorus were great. Music was, it was just too dark. Dark and depressing, you know. So I figured, you know, I got to work on this a little bit. So I rewrote the music for it, and I put some new music to it, and I put some more words, so there was another verse and bridge and all that stuff. So I'm going to do this song for you, in memory of Jim. And it's a song called How Do I Get to Heaven. Yeah. Like to be depressed? Is that what you like? I'm so serious. I'm asking you a question. I mean, you can search it up, I suppose. I don't know. I just thought it was just. I mean, you won't hear it from me because I don't like depressing music. I always believed music was there to lift the soul, lift people up, to take them out of their depression. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. The song is on a new CD. It's called Futures Past. And I revisit a few of my older things, a couple of things I redid completely. That new version of Dear Mr. Fantasy is on there. You can all join in. And of course, this song. And, but anyway, guys, this also the CD we have, it has a really cool cover, by the way, done by a good friend of mine, Graham Nash. And we have it on vinyl. Much easier to read in print. And of course, always great for cleaning your pot on while you were listening to music. Right? Yeah. Something I've got you, by the way, I'll be happy to come out after the show and sign stuff and, you know, shake babies. But anyway, guys, here's the deal. For no other reason, get the CD for this next summer, which I'm going to just change guitars and I'll finish this wrap, okay? Thing is here, see, get it for the song because you want to play this to your woman. Because it'll fix everything. Forget about it, you know what I'm saying? It'll work. You might get lucky after you play this. You know what I'm saying? She'll be running out there afterwards, get you a beer and fix you a sandwich, man. Yes. It's a little something called good to you.
Try and I try.
that show is kind of called Traffic Jam, but it's kind of evolved into a sort of a compressed little kind of a little musical biography of my whole life at this point, frankly, musically. Because I tried to take the Traffic stuff and take some stuff from, you know, some of the albums that I've done, and then go into some stuff that that I've never done or haven't done in a long time. And you see, before the Hellions and before the Deep Feeling and before Traffic, when I was 16 years old, I had a band called the Jangles. It was my first band because I wanted to play guitar, got into guitars. You know, it was kind of like the next thing after, I don't know what. I mean, actually, really, personally, my whole dream when I was 13, 14, 15 years old was to join the Royal Air Force. That's really what I wanted to do. Well, I found another way to fly. And if my math skills had been better, I would have been probably in the Royal Air Force. Because that's what I was studying, maths, English, chemistry, and physics. So, anyway, so guitar. Gotta have a guitar. And specifically, that guitar. A red Fender Stratocaster. Kind of goes with that red Corvette, you know? Goes back to when there was some, you know, this is a great design. It's that in 1,000 years, 2,000 years, you, whatever, that will still look fantastic. There's not that many things you can say about the Corvette. I mean, there's some great American, you know, the 50s cars. Come on, you know. There's just no romance anymore. It's all just clean cut, man. Where's the romance? Where's the romance? That's what I just said. Designed by a man named Leo Fender. He was a radio repair guy. That's what he did. And he started a little company called Fender Guitars. So yeah, I just wanted that guitar. I wanted the guitar. Forget about girls. No. I wanted the guitar. Because the point about that is once you get one of these, and you really learn how to play it, you know what I'm saying? And any guitar player that tells you different is lying, okay? So, anyway, the point about all this story is that the band was called the Jaguars. And, see, I was just into instrumental music. This guitar music. No one here singing got in the way. So I used to do stuff which over here you call it surf music. I'm from Worcester, England, okay? The Midlands. The only closest thing we got to surf is a detergent. It's called surf. You know nothing about surf. So I've been thinking, I want to put one of these tunes back in my set. You know, because I haven't played, let's see, I haven't played this in 52 years. And so I've been trying to put this in the set, but it's getting more pushback. This is Alvino Bennett on the drums. Albino said that no African American drummer would possibly play this kind of music. However, I put this in the set just for my own personal selfish reasons. So, girls, surf's up, okay? Chris, I'm gonna play this damn thing. Shock. I'm a country boy. I mean, I grew up building dens, running around in the woods, making bows and arrows, stuff like that. And so I moved here permanently. I mean, I've been over here before once. My sister, who was passed away a couple of years ago. It was 16 years between her and myself. And she left England in the 50s. Moved here. Lived in San Diego. But anyway, so we weren't that tight. So we didn't know each other. But so one of the people that I knew when I came here was Graham Parsons. And so I spent about a month on Graham's couch. Introduced around, and he introduced me to some great people, great musicians. A lot of them were session people in LA, a lot of Tulsa boys, Oklahoma. A number of them finished up in Derek and the Dominos. Most of them, a lot of them. few years before they were in Derrick and Dunn. And I played with these guys and knew them. And because part of them all congregated around a band called Delaney and Bonnie. They were really good. And anybody that was at or remembers they were at the original Blind Faith tour. Delaney and Bonnie was the opening act for that tour. And the skinny kid playing guitar with the hair was me. And then in January 1970, I put out my first solo album, Alone Together. Together kind of went on for quite a number of years as an album, classic sort of album. And, but I never really had any hit song from that album. I had a minor hit from it. Delaney and Bonnie covered the song and they had a number one record yet, which is great. Finally, I've had a number of people cover my songs and have far bigger hits than I ever had. Which is fine with me, it's okay, it's cool. It's very flattering, as a matter of fact. Anyway, here's the song.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me just introduce you to these great musicians here at the back of the house. Great guys. Tony Pastor on keyboards, vocals, and bass. Little Johnny Sabatero over here on the drum and vocals. And of course, the star of the show back here. This now will be no better on the road. So, to that reference about depressing songs, okay? I'm going to do probably the most depressing song that I've ever written. And see, because this is a little two-chord song that I wrote when I was about 19 years old. And it's gone on to be recorded by about 50 different artists at this point. And I'm making reference to it being depressing because, see, the point about this song is this, is feeling all right. See, the way I originally wrote it, feeling all right has a question mark after it. Because the song is really about not feeling too good myself. See, that's what the song is really about. But thanks to Joe Cocker, hey! And that's the story on that one. Give it up for Dave Mason, come on. Thank you.
you all. Let's give it up for James Mason. Come on.